prova ġdida turi li l-kriżi tikber tal-ħxuna żejda fl-Awstralja tista' twassal għal żieda sinifikanti f'kundizzjonijiet kroniċi bħalma huwa mart tal-kliwi. Rapporti ġdid juri r-riskju jikber ta' dijanjosi ta' mart ta' dawk bixxuna żejda u tħassib dwar kif is-sistema tas-saħħa se tlaħħaq ma' dan il-mart. Il-kura ta' persuna li tgħix b'mart tal-kliwi hija kontinwa bħal min ikun jaħdem full-time. Peter Slocum minn Sydney huwa wieħed minn daw il-persuni. Waqt li rid imur jieħu kura fl-isptar huwa jgħid li l-karriera tiegħu bħala mastru daxxan bidlet. Minħabba li tal-anqas tliet darbit fil-ġimgħa jkollu imur l-isptar għal dialysi.
It's 6 hours on it, so there's preparation time getting here, so it's like it's a full work day. And then you sort of, at the end of it, it's very draining and tiring. So you feel like you've worked, but you're just sat here doing nothing.
Meta Peter sab li kellu problema bil-kliwit minn snenilu kien 50 kilogrammi aktar fil-pis mill-li huwa llum. U għajt li iż-żieda fil-ħxuna tiegħu it-tardjat li ċans ta' trapjant.
I had a brother that offered me a kidney, but it didn't happen because they like to transplant at an ideal body weight, and I was always above that, so it never happened. Now he's actually had problems himself, so he can't do it at all.
Fil-każ ta' Peter, il-ħxuna żejda ma ikkaġunatlux il-mart fil-kliwi imma f'ħafna każi jiġri dan. Rapport dwar il-ħxuna żejda u l-kriżi tal-mart tal-kliwi minn Kidney Health Australia juri r-rabta bejn il-ħxuna żejda u il-mart tal-kliwi. Il-professur Carol Pollack hija d-direttur ta' dil-organizzazzjoni bla profit u speċjalista tal-kliwi. Hija tgħid li mhux diffiċli li wieħed jara għaliex dan huwa l-każ.
So obesity contributes to about a third of the cases of people who have chronic kidney disease, and it does that directly because if you like, if somebody is a bigger person, the kidneys need to work harder to clear the toxins, and so that can put a strain on the kidneys. But also obesity is associated with diabetes and high blood pressure, and both of those unfortunately account for more than 50% of the cases of end-stage kidney disease that we see.
Tnejn minn kull tliet persuni fl-Awstralja għandhom ħxuna żejda. Skont ir-rapport, dawk li għandhom pis żejjed għandhom ċans ta' 1.5 aktar li jiżviluppaw mart tal-kliwi. Il-kap esekuttiv ta' Kidney Health Australia, Michaela Stafrace, tgħid li tittama li dak li jinstaf fir-rapport iġiegħel lin-nies li jadottaw stili ta' ħajja aktar tajbin għas-saħħa.
Well, the most important thing now is that if they do find that they're overweight, please, please, please go and see your GP and have a kidney check. The other thing they can do, which is just as easy, is to go along to a Guardian or a Amcal pharmacy and do a kidney check. You can purchase those over the counter. But certainly things like making sure their blood pressure is under control, that they're not smoking, keeping away from sugary drinks. All of those things contribute to reducing the impact of obesity and therefore relieving the pressure on their kidneys.
Bin-numru ta' dawk bixxuna żejda jiżdied kull sena, in-numru ta' dawk b'mart fil-kliwi mistenni jikber b'mod drammatiku. Dak li għandu x'jaqsam ma' bżonn ta' dialysi jew trapjanti kien hemm anqas minn 20,000 persuna fis-sena 2011. Sas-sena 2020 in-numru mistenni jaqbeż il-wieħed u 30,000. Il-professur Carol Pollack tgħid li dan se jagħmel pressjoni fuq is-sistema tas-saħħa.
We spend about $4.1 billion per year on caring for people with chronic kidney disease. In America, they spend about 7% of their Medicaid budget on it. And with the increasing rate, you can translate that into an increasing amount of dollars.